So what is slavery? Slavery is restriction and control. The biggest form of slavery that we have here in the world is these central banks being propped up all across the world. And we're invading countries and creating more central banks and destroying their solid money. Solid money.
Google World Trade Center 7. 3 buildings fell on 9/11 in New York City.
It's up to us to each organize, prepare for the coming collapse, because the Fed is ending the dollar on its end. There's a reason why they're hiding over the edge right now with cameras. They're not showing their face because they know we know and they're scared.
They finance every single one of our enemies before we go to war with them. Why? Because war is profitable. They care not if you're a Democrat. They care not if you're a Republican. Because voting is rigged.
So we need to start arresting baggers. We need to set up, go back to the common law, set up some grand juries, and indict these criminals.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Liber TV, The Big Plantation. Got a lot of stories to go over. I just did a podcast the other day, but I figure there's so much news out there, as the news on the internet, because you don't see this on TV, and that's why you're hearing it here on Guerrilla Radio. Most of you go to the store to buy your pasteurized milk and dairy products, which, if you haven't known by now, is heavily regulated by the government, from the price of it to the artificial vitamins that are injected into it. A lot of people shy away from raw milk. The belief system behind this is that raw milk can actually make you sick. I talked to some old-timers that talked about how they gotten sick drinking raw milk back in the Great Depression. Now, we don't know what they were actually milking back then because everybody was starving to death. But here we go. Raw milk contains all-natural vitamin D, the same vitamin D you get from the sun. Yet, when you pasteurize it, it destroys that all-natural vitamin D, makes the milk dead. So, to give some of the vitamins back, the FDA, or the government-regulated milk-producing farms inject synthetic vitamin D. And God knows, it probably causes cancer. No one really knows what it causes. But this goes into our first story today. It's the Morningland Dairy raided. The Missouri Milk Board put an embargo or a house arrest on $250,000 in cheese. And then they took it, confiscated it on January 25th. They were met with heavy resistance. There were peaceful people there that basically pointed out that, yeah, sure, you're just doing your job, but you're destroying people's lives. People are actually dependent upon this cheese for food. The Morningland Dairy is well known for taking their cheese, and they sell it at really low prices. They sell it to people with immune deficiencies, and just in charity and goodwill, they actually give it to people that cannot afford it. So now this $250,000 worth of cheese is in some government warehouse, spoiling. Correct. Spoiling. The government says that it's bad cheese. Why? Because it's all natural and it's raw. There is no reports of anybody being sick off this cheese. And the farmer himself, the farmer of the Morningland Dairy, said that if any of this cheese was tainted, that he would destroy the whole batch himself, or he would destroy the batch that was bad. But the government came in. The FDA actually showed up with guns and camo, with full military police powers. Now, if that just doesn't... This is a peaceful... I would say he's a peaceful Christian farmer who's just minding his business, trying to help his neighbors and help the community out. A great asset. He produces six jobs at his... Six paying jobs. Six people work for him that no longer have a job because they went in there and they shut it down. Why? Well, we all know it's a monopoly. I mean, we have government and corporations tied up with each other all across the board. But the Missouri Milk Board shut them down without any proof that the cheese was hurting anybody. when they were asked, as they were there, this is all on videotape. I'm going to put the links of each one of these stories on the podcast. I'm also going to put the links on the YouTube channel. So then you guys can read for yourself. You can watch the videos. You can Google this stuff. It's all online. It's a great video. They call this guy out, and they're like, sure, you're just doing your job, right? And he's like, I'm just doing my job. And they're like, yeah, that's the same thing that the Nazis said and the communists said. You know, just doing my job. It's all just a paycheck to me. Doesn't matter if it's destroying your life, because I just got to pay my bills. So, this story really, really, really made me angry. It made me sad. It actually almost brought a tear to my eyes. It did. I was sad that this is happening in America to a peaceful family. All they want to do is make a little money, an honest living, mind their own business, and help their neighbors and their friends and their family. But instead, you got big brother, big nanny brother coming in and shutting them down. Why? Because it's competition. And they want people to go to Walmart, the government distribution centers, and buy the pasteurized milk at the government stated prices of milk. It's like that here in Pennsylvania. We have a milk board. They tell you how much the milk has to sell for. It sounds like communism to me, but, you know, who knows? So that takes us into our second story. This story, if the first story, you go through it, you read it, and it doesn't make you mad, doesn't make you sad, or bring a tear to your eye, this one will. Now, each state has, you know, a game board. You know, people that basically park rangers that regulate hunting and, you know, regulate wild animals and game. And it's all owned and being organized by under United Nations laws. So that's what this all comes down to. And you can actually go back and look at the previous story. And the United Nations actually has a big part to do with this whole cheese thing. They don't want natural cheese. They want to have control over it. They want the feds to have control of it because they have control of the feds. I mean, it's pretty easy to figure it out. But this story comes out of Indiana. The DNR in Indiana and the prosecutor of this case will not drop these charges on the people they are charging. Now, if you listen to this story real carefully, because I'm going to slow down a little bit so it really gets in your brain. A Connersville police officer, his name is Jeff Counselor, and his wife, Jennifer, face 60 days in jail for helping an injured deer. 60 days in jail for helping a wild animal. What they did was they found this injured deer. And they made many attempts, and they went to all these different deer rehab habitats for wild deer that get injured, and they're all full. I mean, deer get hit by cars all the time, and they get sick, and people take them to these places, so they're full. Well, the couple, seeing this baby deer, a little fawn, they were like, you know what, we're gonna nurse it back to health and set it free. So they nursed it back to health. Almost ready to set it free. And the DNR came in, a bunch of bullies with guns. And mind you, this is happening to a police officer. All right? They came in to their house because the DNR has more power than any other police officer in the whole state. They don't even need warrants to come in your house. They just come in. A lot of people don't know that. They've got absolute power. Look how it ties in the UN. Figure it out for yourself. There's a door. I show you the door. Go open it. All right? After many attempts to take the deer to all these places, nobody could help the deer. Well, they're not just going to push the deer out the car on the side of the road to be injured and hop in front of another car. No, they're going to basically rehab it themselves. Here's a little milk. We're going to, you know, put a little antibiotics on the injury. And we're going to release it back in the wild. They're having charges pressed against them by the state now, and they're going to go to prison for 60 days. The prosecutor said that he will not drop the charges on the couple. This is just absolutely ludicrous. I'm speechless. This story right here was the story that made me decide, the third story in 2 days, I got to make another podcast. We have to throw our support behind, I never really ever say support police officers, but in this case, hey man, this guy, he's doing the right thing. He's taking care of an injured animal, and the DNR came in and they took the animal and they killed it. They killed the fawn. The fawn's dead. So they euthanized it because, it was almost healthy to, go back in the wild. But they told the couple that they put society in danger. Why? I don't know what kind of twisted mentality it takes to think that helping a baby deer get back on its way to life in the wild is hurting society, hurting the collective. I'm going to have both the Facebook group. You can look it up. It's Connersville Charges. That's Connersville Charges. Connersville Charges is the Facebook group. Go there, like their page. From there, you can find out they got a massive legal bill because of this. They're trying to keep themselves from going to jail for doing the right thing. All right, and there's also petitions on the internet. So I'll have both those links up. Please go help these people out. It's sad exactly it's gone this far. I mean, I really can't believe that people are going to jail for helping a wounded animal. I mean, it's sickening. Now, you could also say, okay, what if they weren't police officers? If he was not a police officer, would this story have gotten out there? People go to jail every day for helping wild animals, taking an injured wild animal in and helping it out. They go to jail for this. 60 days in jail? I mean, there's people that beat their wives that get 2 days in jail. But you help a little animal out and you get 60 days in jail. It's mind-boggling. I can't take it. I don't know if you can take it, but I can't. This is just too much. I gotta get to the third story. This third story is a scary story. It's almost something out of George Orwell's 1984. I mean, it really is. If you haven't realized we're not there yet, then you're not going to realize anything. Please open up your eyes. Realize the real lies with your real eyes, please. Miami, just a couple days ago. The video is on the internet. I have the link. Look it up. You can just type in Miami helicopter or Black Hawk helicopter Miami and see what's going on. The people in Miami were startled to death. They took cover as helicopters hovered in just feet off the ground over the overpass, shooting off live blank rounds, all right? Blank rounds, not the actual bullet, not hitting anything, but it sounded like, hey, somebody's shooting full auto, 50 cal machine gun over my head in my neighborhood. They were practicing with the local Miami police. Now, what are they practicing? These helicopters are coming in, they're hovering over, they're doing military joint drills with the police of the city of Miami. Now, why are they doing this in Miami with the police of Miami? This is not the only story. There's many rumors that this is happening in all the cities. Recently, it happened in Chicago. And since this has just happened, I heard that it happened in Austin and LA as well. What's going on? Why are the police working with the military, and what are they practicing for? I mean, last I checked, Miami isn't a lot like Afghanistan. It's not a bunch of mountains and mud huts. It's skyscrapers. It's projects. It's little homes, neighborhoods. what is going on? What are they preparing for? I know what they're preparing for. You have to ask yourself. Think about it long and hard. I've been, you know, talking to a lot of people. I mean, I'm not going to say where I've been talking to them, but I mean, even in public, at work, just random people, friends and family, and everybody's saying, hey, guess what? It's going down. You were right all these years. It's going down. And when it goes down, it's going to go down hard. Do I know what exactly is going to happen? No, I don't. Do I know it's going to happen? I've known this for years. It's going to happen. I don't know when. It's looking increasingly like it's going to happen real soon. Honestly, my belief is that this whole election, you know, it's all fraud. They put up Mitt Romney just to have Obama win. I mean, he was the perfect candidate to make sure to ensure that Obama wins. And Mitt Romney, you know, I mean, like, I think he admitted to his son, and then his son went public, that he never intended to win. Well, that's obvious. We all knew he didn't want to be president. He looks like he wants to be president, but, you know, that's what the American people run off of. They vote off the looks. So he looks like someone that wants to be president, but he definitely didn't want to be. And he allowed Barack back in. Now, why would they allow Barack Obama back in? Let's think about this. Maybe because something big's going to happen during his presidency. Maybe, actually, the federal court system or the state courts or the 10th Amendment, maybe states secede. Maybe he actually gets indicted on something. Maybe he actually gets impeached. A lot of people don't know what impeachment is. Impeachment is just, you are to stand before Congress. It's just basically a hearing. Doesn't mean that he's guilty of anything. It's just an investigation. So if he gets impeached, it'll be investigated on whatever indictment or charges that are brought up against him. Now, if he actually loses the presidency over this, could you imagine the ramifications of this? If you haven't seen the recent videos on YouTube of the recent inauguration of his second term, you wouldn't really realize how many Obama zombies are out there. Now, I don't want to call them zombies. I really don't, because they're human beings. And they just haven't been woken up yet. But there's a great deal of them that if he was to lose his presidency on a legitimate charge, if he was charged as a criminal for something, and they were like, you can't be president anymore, people would rise up in the streets, and it would make the LA riots look like a baseball game. Like, it would be so... Nobody will ever even remember the LA riots ever even happened, because every city and town will be burning to the ground. What will this bring? Well, it will bring martial law. It will bring military dictatorship. When martial law is enacted, whoever is the sitting president, whether he's on trial or not, will remain the sitting president until martial law is lifted. I would argue that martial law has been, it's been around ever since the Civil War. It will continue to be around because we're living in martial law. United States citizens are nothing but enemies of the state. FDR said it himself. Look it up. So this has really got me worried. Why? Because I'm seeing something happen before me that I've seen in the works for well over a decade. People keep on waking up around me and they're like, Keith, you're scaring the shit out of me. You know, I saw these videos of coffins down in Georgia. What the heck is going on? Well, you know, they're actually just planters. You see, the government plans on doing a hydroponic system. No, they're coffins that hold people. dead people, multiple people. Enough coffins for millions of people. What do they need them for? What other country do you see buying up coffins and guillotines for FEMA, for their emergency section of their government, you know, whatever it is? It boggles my mind. The whole thing with FEMA is they're not there for you. We are all just slaves. That's why this very podcast is called The Big Plantation. It does not matter what country you're in. Each country is a separate plantation, but it's all being run by the same cabal. And when it wasn't run by the same cabal, we go in, we bomb them, we take over their system, their plantation, we make a new head of finance of the farm. And we're like, oh, here's a nice central bank for you. It's going to run all your finances, and you're going to produce. Because humans are just cattle. Slavery never ended. It never ended. The 1860s, people were like, oh, that was the end of slavery. No. What they did was, they told all the slaves that, okay, now you're free, but you're 14th Amendment citizens. Well, if I'm free, I don't need to be made a citizen. I already am. I'm a free man. What's this new law that makes me free? Does that make me free? Well, we'll make everybody 14th Amendment citizens. Okay, so now I get more freedom, but those that had more freedom before get less freedom. So now we're all just slaves together. And we don't know we're slaves. The time is now, people. We have to wake up, continue educating people. It's imperative. It's important. I'm very fortunate. I've met a great group in Philadelphia. The group's name is Truth, Freedom, Prosperity, TFP. You could Google TFP Freedom or anything like that, and it'll bring up our videos. There's a meetup group. We organize and the Fed rallies and all kinds of events. We support each other. There's a TFP Live. It's really taking off. It's a great group. You got to check it out. And you know what? If you don't live anywhere near Philadelphia, don't ignore this. If you don't have a group like this where you can find other people around you that are like you, that see the things you see, feel the way you feel, then you need to make the group. All right? You need to market it. Make it free like we did. It's freedom's free. I mean, like, you shouldn't have to pay for it. And a lot of people are depressed. They know all these things. They come across this. They feel a certain way about something. And they think they're all alone. And this loneliness, it really gets inside them. And they feel like they can't do anything. Well, you know, when you start meeting other people, you're like, wow, there are thousands of people that live around me that feel the same way, and I can connect with them, and we can actually do things and change things, then things start changing. So please, I mean, you got to do something. The time is now. It's more clear than ever that the time is now. Helicopters are practicing in our cities, shooting people. The people that are living there in Miami are taking cover. They're freaking out because nobody told them that there was going to be helicopters shooting guns, 50 cal machine guns in their neighborhood. Where do we go from here? Well, I appreciate if you got any ideas. I mean, I've got a million ideas out there. But this show's not just about me. It's about you. So share with me your thoughts. You can email me at info@anarchistvault.com. Anarchistvault.com is one of my websites. Actually, it's my website. I put it up there for freedom of information. It explains my definition of anarcho-capitalism. So check it out. There's also a lot of links, a lot of survival files, and other podcasters and YouTubers out there. I got links to great blogs And if you want to learn a little something about Mises economic theory, you can learn a little something something. So check it out. Also, check out the YouTube channel that I have this podcast listed under. It's Mercen144. That's MERCEN144. That's the channel name. I will be uploading all my podcasts on there. I already uploaded the last one. So you can like and subscribe on there if you don't have iTunes. If you have iTunes, go to libertv.podomatic.com. There you can click and you can subscribe and it'll download to your Zune or your iPhone. You can listen to it on your way to work and back. I appreciate all the feedback I'm getting. I'm getting great feedback. I really want to make this keep going. I want to make it work out. I plan on expanding this podcast. I will release podcasts as soon as possible. Whenever anything comes up and I feel that I need to speak about it, I will release it. I will be networking with other people out of Philadelphia. So, you know, one thing I love about living near Philadelphia, because I don't live in the city, I live right west of Valley Forge. But everybody that I'm friends with in this TFP group, we all seem to be pretty media savvy. And there's quite a few podcasters out there. And I would say live television anchors, future ones, in this alternative media that we're setting up. And we're networking with each other. We're networking all the way across the country. I'm meeting a lot of great people. So I want to throw out this special event in Harrisburg. Anybody in Pennsylvania, look it up. February 8th, another Second Amendment rally. If you can make it. I went to the last one. It was very successful, as in First Amendment rights. There was a lot of great wisdom there. There was also a couple crazy Tea Partiers. I would say crazy as in they probably voted for Mitt Romney, which means they voted for Barack Obama. But the great deal of them there, they were 9/11 truthers. A great deal were, you know, survivalists. They were in the Ron Paul Revolution. I saw Campaign for Liberty people there. It was actually really, really uplifting. I enjoyed the event very much. There's a couple hundred people there. So organize in your state. If you haven't bought a gun, buy a gun already. And find a nice little place to bury it. I will release my next podcast as soon as more news comes up. Be free. Remember, fear no man but your creator, or fear no man but yourself, because you have the power to be free. Your status is your freedom. Hey, I'm a free person. I'm a free woman. I'm a free man. I'm a free person on the land. I'm not a slave. You are not a U.S. citizen. You are a free person. Be free. Nullify the police state. Nullify the war machine. Look up nullification, please. All right, well, that'll be the conclusion to this podcast. Once again, please don't forget to shoot me out a email, info@anarchistvault.com. I'd love to hear your feedback. Leave a comment on my YouTube video or on my podcast page. Thanks a lot. Love you guys.